In the interval, Spain had been frantically active. Spanish diplomats had kept a close eye on events in Bohemia, and they had been forced to the conclusion that they could not let the territory go. Bohemia was certainly far from the normal areas of Spanish interest in Europe, but Spanish diplomats worried that the loss of Bohemia would completely undermine the Austrian Habsburg position, and therefore they acted swiftly. News of the Bohemian revolt reached Spain in July of 1618. It took a few months to get from Central Europe to the Iberian Peninsula, and right away, vast sums of money were dispatched to help the emperor in Vienna. Indeed, by May of 1619, a large detachment of the Spanish Army of Flanders moved out of the Netherlands and marched all the way across Germany to Austria. And in June of 1619, this force defeated the rebels in southern Bohemia and finally relieved the siege of Vienna itself. For Spain to intervene so decisively would also encourage German Catholics themselves, especially the German Catholic League, headed by Maximilian of Bavaria. On the other hand, Maximilian, who always tended to watch his pennies, or perhaps we ought to say his gulden and kreuzer, was not willing to intervene in Bohemia for nothing, and he was certainly not willing to intervene by himself. But Bavarian hesitations were ultimately overcome by a treaty pushed by the Spanish ambassador and signed in October of 1619. It's usually called the Treaty of Munich. The Spanish ambassador persuaded the emperor, Ferdinand II, to make two key promises to Maximilian of Bavaria. First of all, any part of the Palatinate that the Catholic League, headed by Maximilian, should conquer would become Maximilian's own territory. Second of all, the ambassador persuaded the emperor to promise Maximilian to transfer the electoral title, the power which gave the vote when it came to a new emperor, from the Palatinate to Bavaria. Now, this effort to change the empire's constitution, it was clear to everyone at the time that this would provoke enormous uproar, but Spain felt that this was an emergency and something drastic had to be done. Spain recognized that it was caught in a really awkward kind of dilemma. Unless Spain intervened radically, drastically, and swiftly, they worried that the rebels might triumph, might prevail against the Austrian emperor. That might give the Protestants control of Bohemia, thereby give the Protestants control of the Holy Roman Empire, and completely undermine the Spanish position in northern Italy and the Netherlands. But on the other hand, Spanish diplomats were painfully aware of the fact that people were afraid of Spain, and that massive intervention on the part of Spain in Europe might itself provoke an even larger war, which could cost even more and be even more dangerous to the empire than the revolt of the Netherlands itself. But by this point, by early 1620, it was too late to disengage. Spain had already committed itself, and early in the year 1620, the Spanish Council of State, made a fateful decision. It decided to send another army from Flanders into the Rhineland Palatinate in the spring of the following year. And having made this decision, Spain had taken a decisive step in widening that Bohemian revolt and transforming it from a local rebellion into a wider war. At this point, really only two obstacles remain to an all-out Habsburg assault on Bohemia. The first of these was the potential opposition of the Duke of Saxony, a man by the name of Duke John George. He was a Lutheran, and he was also an elector. He was a very cautious ruler. Indeed, he had already been offered the Bohemian crown before Frederick of the Palatinate, but he had refused it. And this reflects, it seems to me, the instinctive caution of a lot of Lutheran princes. In the first place, their own position in the empire was constitutionally protected by the Peace of Augsburg. They didn't want to rock the boat. And second of all, these Lutheran princes had a very deep respect for the laws of the empire, a respect that was reinforced by the Lutheran teaching that all secular authority was instituted by God. In early 1620, Duke John George of Saxony was promised by the Habsburgs that they would make no attempt to reclaim any of the church lands that he had, somewhat illegally, secularized in Saxony. John George was also promised that if he would recapture the Habsburg territory of Lusatia from the rebels, he could keep it. So he was offered a big material buy-off, and this brought him onto the Habsburg side. The second possible obstacle to the Habsburg attack was the Protestant Union itself. It should be stressed that the Protestant Union was deeply divided over the problem of Bohemia. Most of the member states of the Union really opposed Frederick's acceptance of the Bohemian crown. Moreover, and again, in this respect, they somewhat resemble the Saxon Duke, the Union members did not want to support rebels. They didn't want to do anything illegal, and they certainly didn't want to oppose a legitimate emperor, if at all possible. In July of 1620, therefore, when the French ambassador intervened, the Union was persuaded to sign a kind of non-aggression pact with the Catholic League. The Protestant Union agreed it wouldn't attack the states of the Catholic League, and vice versa. This, of course, made the Protestant states of the Union safe, but it also freed up the Catholic League to intervene in Bohemia on the emperor's side.